Praise to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are now 1 week close to the coming of the Lord. Since we met last Wednesday, we are 1 week closer to the coming of the Lord. We have to look for him every day, because we don't know the day or the hour when the time of life will come. Keep on watching. Whether you come in the night or in the morning, makes no difference. Just by his grace to find us washing. That was counts most. Even so, keep us, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, washing and praying.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you. Blessed be the glory of the Lord. As we read your word tonight, Lord, we trust you that we bless us again. Thank you, Father, for giving us your word.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Tonight, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to be very short so we can get into this prayer. The Bible talks about all kinds of prayers, you know, all kinds of prayers. So, but tonight, what I want to talk about is the power of united prayer. The power of united prayer. Just get into the book of Acts, the 3rd chapter, couple of verses from India. There is power in united prayer. Now, we all know this story, but I'm never ever really reading the word of God, amen? Praise the Lord. Bible says, it should not depart from our eyes either, amen? Praise the Lord. And now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. During the ninth hour, if you have custom in the Bible days to have an hour of prayer, it's about 3 p.m. around that time, you know. Although we're not glued to that one, but it's always good to have an hour of prayer. Yours could be 5 a.m., yours could be 4 a.m., whatever. But regular hour of prayer is good for the child of God, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And like Abraham was talking about Daniel, right? You know, because three times a day, this man will open his way towards Jerusalem, right? And praise the Lord. Even in the first time they have such a thing like that, the hour of prayer. Anyway, so, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who sent Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, the Bible said, his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. So, what does that have to do with the united prayer? Well, down the road we see this miracle raised a star among the people, a great star among the people, all the Sanhedrin, all the elder, the priest, and so on, like that, you know. And Peter and John were taken before the priest and so forth, and they had to question, you know, which I won't go into the question they asked them. They were eventually cast into prison, and the next day they were taken before the ruler. And unable to deny that a true miracle had taken place, the priests were forced to let them go. However, before they let them go, they charged them. The Bible is paraphrasing some of this, chapter 3 and 4, book of Acts. Commanded them not to preach or teach in the name of Jesus anymore. And, of course, we know what Brother Peter said, whether it be good in your sight to give it to man or to God and so on, that you know. Anyway, so but we read in chapter 4, verse 23, to come to my subject, being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hath made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, hath Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. See the word of God, praise God. Nothing took go by accident. If only it all, praise the Lord. And now, Lord, behold that threaten, and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word. But stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Now, so that's the prayer they made. It's always very sweet, isn't it?
Yeah.
That one can have a brethren. When you have an emergency or any kind of a trouble, go to your own company, right?
Amen.
Those are the brethren, right? Faithful brethren.
Yeah.
Brethren of like faith, amen?
Yeah.
It's a blessing to really have that. Praise the Lord, you know?
Yeah.
They went to their own company. Anyway, so and as soon as they were released from prison, here's what they did. The scripture said of Peter and John in 23rd verse, like I read before, that's how they were released, and being let go, they went to their own company, you see? You know, the people of like faith, you know? Went to them. So the scripture indicating that was, you know, it's a good place to be when one is in trouble, when you have people, brethren of like faith, you know, your own company. It is good to be around people who know how to pray, amen? Praise the Lord. And that's what they did, you know? So now, maybe today, in regular Christian today, unless they are really, really deep in the Lord, what they will do, when that kind of thing happens, they can be negotiating how they're going to get the committee, right? How to go and approach these people, capture them, how we may get them released, you know? But this one, what did these people do? Didn't any of those things. No committee was appointed to go and negotiate their release. No. They went into prayer, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What kind of prayer? It was a united prayer, you know? So, it is time the church gets back to the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is the foundation we are given. So, you know, and the church has to return to that. It is the same yesterday, today, no, and forever. So instead of doing all that thing, getting a committee to go and negotiate their release, Bible says, you know, they lifted up their voice to God. Very, very important. In verse 24 of Acts 4, with one accord. Very, very important, you know. Don't forget, on the day of Pentecost it says, they were of one accord in Solomon's porch, right? All of us read the book of Acts. What is called the book of Acts? Let every fellowship be in accord. Amen? Nothing shall be impossible to his fellowship, that he always thank God. God's many miracles here all the time. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, we are in one accord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's a great secret. Even the coming, the Lord gave them instruction, carry it in Jerusalem until we endure with power from our eyes. And they went there, and basically they were together in one accord. About 10 days, I believe, they were there, you know, until the Pentecost came. And see what happened, you know, and God has never changed his way of doing things, you know. So they are working with one accord, see? And they knew the value of united prayer. That's why You know, he didn't go anywhere. He didn't go to solicit the help of the city council or the police. You know, what kind of a person? You know, no. They went to their own people of black faith. So they knew the power and value of united prayer. The few recorded group, I mean, in the Bible, there are about one or two of them recorded of united prayer. I just talked about two of them that I know of in the Bible. And then we see, and they got the same result. That is the thing about the Lord, amen? They get the same outcome. So, so let's see what happened to them. The prayer they pray, and did they get the result? Of course they got the result. What was the prayer request? It's in 29th verse, in summary of all the ask. 29th verse of Acts 4. And now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak the word. That one of their requests, right? And they were all praying together, all of them raised their voices together, that is a united prayer, right? All of them, you know, calling upon the name of the Lord. So we know something. You know, when the Lord was here with them, and this brother John was there, himself and his brother James, and so on, and as the Lord set his face to go to Jerusalem for the last time, and they had to pass through Samaria, and the Samaritan won't let him, right? He didn't give him a pass, you know? And James and his brother John were very angry. And here what he told John in the book of Luke 9:54, here's what he said. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, meaning that the Samaritan did not allow the Lord to pass through Jerusalem, through Jericho, because he set his face to go to Jerusalem. I don't know why, I don't know what was their problem. They said, Lord, we doubt that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did, what the Lord said. But he turned and rebuked them. The Lord rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. Did not just do that, they just went to another village, eh? Now, I believe Brad John learned a great lesson. To what they were being persecuted now, they didn't call fire from heaven at that time, not to call fire from heaven. Because they had a faith, they could have done it if they didn't restrict their land. They really had faith, right? This time around, they didn't begin to say that they have learned their lesson from the Lord and so on. So in their prayers in Acts 4, they had not asked the Lord to even remove the persecutor. They didn't even ask for that. They didn't say, Lord, destroy the persecutor. They didn't pray like that. No, they didn't do that and so on. They didn't say, Lord, strike them down. They didn't pray like that. They have learned their lesson, you know. And they had not asked the Lord to make their way even easier. They didn't even do that. You know, see? You know, instead, they have prayed that in the midst of this persecution, that they might preach the word of God with all boldness. See? And you know, if God can do that, that is sufficient, amen?
Yes.
Take care of any kind of opposition you will be taken care of. And he did, really, you know. And the Lord, you know, had answered them. So with one voice, they all cry and make that prayer, united prayer. And the Lord answered them, because in verse 31, and when they had prayed, the Bible says, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Exactly what they asked for. They even got more, right? They were refilled again with the Holy Ghost, right? And they were asking for boldness, and God even gave them more. That's a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And the example, all of us are saying, you know, they didn't pray for the particular to be destroyed. They have learned their lesson from the Lord, and see how the Lord came to their aid and so on, that, you know, with one united voice, with one accord. There's nothing will be possible for a group of Christians when we all unite in one accord. There's nothing will be possible unto us. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, so, of course, God being no respecter of persons, if Christians today, you know, could get together and pray with one accord, they will shake this world for Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. They will. That's nothing to it. They will. You know, because, as you know, Brother Peter said, I perceive that God is not a better person. Acts 15, right? You know, so we know that, you know, whatever I did for them in the Bible, they can do for us today if you can meet the conditions. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, so, and there is power, brethren, in united prayer. And we notice also that their prayer, you know, was for something, they were specific, right? And we always see that one here. They were specific on what they were asking for, not only in group or united prayer, in our prayer life. And that's the way the Lord prays. His prayers are always short to the point. The Lord will hit the nail on the head, amen? Praise the Lord. No branching and running around and so on. Just nailing on the head like that, you know. And that's what the Lord like and so on, that, you know. So they were very specific, right? In their request, you know, with one accord and so on, you know. And, you know, so, and they pray, you know, with one accord and so on. See? As they lifted their voices to God, you know, in fervent prayer, the Bible says the place was shaking, you know. And let's have another one before we go into prayer tonight. United prayer, another one. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas had been thrown into jail in Philippi for preaching the gospel. Instead of complaining to the Lord about they were bleeding at the back, they were beating and they were bleeding and so on, that you know. Instead of complaining to the Lord about what had happened to them, they lifted up their voices to the Lord in prayer and even, and they sang songs of praise. Praising God. That's in Acts 16, the 25th verse. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Not only that, and sang praises unto God. Not just ordinary singing. They sang praises to God. And what happened? And the prisoners heard them. See? With one accord. They sang, you know, and loudly. It was just like the book of Acts chapter 4. They sang and praised God loudly. So much so that the other prisoners in their own cell, they had them at midnight. See? They too were praying aloud, you see? For the prisoners to have had them at all, you know? So, and I believe they were one accord too, you know? They didn't just go into one corner of the cell, you know, and just be brooding and just mumbling some quiet word for long, meaning unhappy and cast down and making some, you know, happy plea to God. No. The prisoner had it as they prayed and sang praises unto God. Well, some people will say that, you know, today people will say that, well, you know, they want to just pray quietly because the Lord knows that, well, you know, I have a song in my heart. Well, that's okay. The Lord, you know, if you have a song in your heart, the Bible says, the Lord says in Matthew 12:34, for out of the abundance of the heart, right? The mouth speaketh, right? Mm-hmm. After something in your hand, don't invite it. Let it come as if it's there, amen? Mm-hmm. I'm saying that let us sing God's praises, like I was doing Psalm 100 tonight, you know. So we know. So again, did God answer the united prayer of Paul and Silas? Of course, yes. In verse 26 of Acts 16, Bible says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaking, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bonds were loosed. The same scenario happened in chapter 4, right? They were in one accord. They focused on the matter at hand, praying loud and singing songs of praise to the Lord. Now again, the place was shaking as a result of united prayer, prayed in one accord. So when Paul and Silas joined forces in prayer and praised God, the very foundations of the prison were shaking. The stocks came off their feet and they were free. So of course we know the story, beautiful story. The jailer, of course, awakened from his sleep by the earthquake, saw the prison doors ajar. Bible tells us earlier, and as soon the prisoner had already escaped or he already fled. But of course, Brother Paul, you know, he knew. No, this jailer that spoke is responsible for this prisoner, right? And they would have killed him. Said the Bible said, yeah, paraphrasing it and so on. And the Brother Paul just said, you know what, man, do thyself no harm, for we are all here, amen. Praise the Lord. See, so the jailer knew he had witnessed the supernatural that night. He just knew it. you know, all they could say is, you know, I knew that Paul and Silas were not ordinary men, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. See, they didn't agitate anything as Silas, you know, not ordinary men. And they were, let's say we say in verse 29, then he called for a light, you know, and I think maybe they actually took out all the light, I guess, you know, when he shook and so on. Took us all the light and, you know, asked for a light and so on, and sprang in and come trembling before this man of God who learned to praise God in adversity, you know, not complaining. And the Bible says, and fell down before Paul and Silas, you know, and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Yeah, see the supernatural. These are not ordinary men, amen. Praise the Lord. I need to have what he has. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just have to get what he has. You know? And they told him what the secret in that first verse. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And I have hope. Another secret. He is the God of the family. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The book of Corinthians, talking to the Corinthian church, no matter what happened in India, even if he, you know, the Bible says if a woman has an husband doesn't believe, so far you are going to live with you, don't get him out of play, don't divorce him. And if a man has a wife doesn't not believe, and so if she are going to be with you, don't chase her away, right? Let your children, so far one of you believe, your children are holy. That is a mystery, isn't it? Just one of you out of a man say believe, then are your children holy. Praise the Lord. And God is home, is the God of the by whom all the family in heaven and in earth is named, right? The Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. True secret in there for us, for God's children not to have anxiety over our children. See? So anyway, so as a result of Paul and Silas' united prayer, that's nice, the jailer and his entire family accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And they were even baptized the same night. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So we see we got two of them here of united prayer. They just, with one accord, just call upon the name of the Lord. And look, the place was shaking. Both instances, the book of Acts right there. And I believe, and you know, this is supernatural, I mean, that is supernatural power in united prayer. And tonight, let's get into one. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So tonight, let's get into one. And you know, so I'm going to go into this prayer session by the grace of God. We will pray united prayer tonight. Praise God.
Amen.
I have the prayer required. I answer my item. Then we just unite together in the name of the Lord and call upon the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's get this shaken tonight for the glory of Jesus. Amen.